This is Omeo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Omeo Radio News at 11. I'm Sewa Gba. Good morning. President George Weah has issued a 2-week ultimatum to former officials to hand in all government vehicles in their possession. There are reports that some former officials of the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf led administration are still in possession of the government cars, though they have been warned to turn over those cars a fortnight ago. President Weah gave the ultimatum Friday during an intercessory service for him and his entourage at a Dominion Church along the Tottenham Boulevard on the Old Road. The president accused some of these former officials of damaging the vehicles or stealing them, while others were hiding the vehicles in bushes, and warned that government will go for whoever fails honorably to return the government vehicle. The Liberia Immigration Service has confiscated ammunition from Wapello County. Lead spokesperson Laurie Page said AK-47 ammunition were discovered in January this year, while an AK-47 rifle was found by a Ghanaian national on his farm in the same county recently. She mentioned that only a box of 699 rounds of AK-47 ammunition was discovered in the ground in January. Madam Page applauded the community relations strategy for the discovery. She said they have been turned over to Lay's Small Arm Unit, working in consultation with the Liberia National Commission on Small Arm for their disposal. Meanwhile, 3 Liberians were over the weekend deported from the United States for various charges. The charges are illegal residency, aggravated assault on pregnant women, and forgery. The Association of Female Lawyers of Liberia, or AFEL, over the weekend launched a project promoting and protecting the rights of women, children, and indigenous persons through its illegal aid clinics. The luncheon was held at AFEL's sub-office in Buchanan, Grand Bassett County, with sponsorship from UNDP and OMIL. Attorney Philomena Twagwe Williams, chairperson for the luncheon committee, said the project is targeting Montserrado and Grand Bassett counties at a cost of US$100,000. Under the implementation arrangement of AFEL, 2 legal aid clinics are expected to be functional in Montserrado and Grand Bassett counties. The aim is to document and resolve at least 250 mediation cases. The project will also ensure that the rights of women, children, and indigenous persons are promoted and protected through the organization's legal aid clinics. Grand Bassett County Senator assured AFEL of the county leadership, adding that the county will work with the group in making sure the women and children's rights are protected under the law. The participants, who are mostly women, thanked AFEL for the project and are hopeful it will also address gender-based violence through a legal standpoint. The news is coming to you from Omeo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Nigeria has deployed extra troops and planes to search for 110 schoolgirls believed to have been abducted by Boko Haram militants last week. The girls went missing after jihadists stormed their school in the town of Dapchi in the northeastern Yobe state on 19th of February. President Muhammadu Buhari said it was a national disaster and apologized to the girls' families. The attack has revived memories of the Chibok schoolgirls' abduction in 2014. Security forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo have used live bullets to disperse demonstrations, killing at least 2 protesters. The protests against President Joseph Kabila in the capital Kinshasa were organized by Catholic clergy. 15 people, 3 of whom are thought to be members of the clergy, have been arrested. Mr. Kabila's term ended in 2016, but he remains in power and many are angry about the political situation. Church leaders have led a campaign calling on Mr. Kabila to stand down. Many Christians have planned to take to the capital street after church services on Sunday. But early on Sunday, security forces surrounded Kinshasa main churches and used tear gas and gunfire to try to halt the protests. And a newly married man and his grandmother were killed in India when a wedding gift they were opening exploded. Police said the man's wife was critically injured in the blast on Friday in the eastern state of Adige. According to the BBC, Some years, Sika and Rimash Sau got married on the 18th of February, and they received a gift at their wedding reception a few days later. Police said it was actually a parcel bomb, and they did not have the sender's address of it. The parcel exploded as soon as it was unwrapped, relatives told local media. Mr. Sehu and his 85-year-old grandmother, Jaminami Sahu, died from their injuries in a hospital. The motive for the attack is not clear, police said. However, they suspect it was carried out by someone in the area. That's the Omyo Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations in Liberia. For more news and information on Omyo, you can log on to www.omyo.unmissions.org or facebook.com/omyo2003 or twitter/omyo news. I'm Sewa Gba. Good morning.